Welcome to the program. We all know him from Ghostbusters, but he is doing so many unbelievable projects. Ernie Hudson. Ernie, thanks for calling. And Ernie, congrats on the continued success of your career with a lot of different projects you have coming up right now, you know?
Yeah, it's a great time. I feel very blessed and very thankful, and yeah, life is good.
Absolutely. Ernie, one little story before we get to the haunting of is basically, let's go into how did Ghostbusters come about for you?
Well, Ghostbusters, I heard from my agent. They were doing Ghostbusters, and there was a part in it, African-American character. I'd worked with the producers, Ivan Reitman, and Columbia the year before in a movie called Space Hunter. But Ivan, I found out, felt I was all wrong for the movie, and they wouldn't see me. So it took me a couple of months to finally get them to give me a chance to audition. And so I went through the audition process and eventually landed the role. So it wasn't just, a given. I think the character in Space Hunter was a very different character than the character in Ghostbusters.
Did you think you were going to, that Ghostbusters would be as successful as it was, the brand and everything?
Well, you do movies or TV shows. I knew that Ghostbusters, or I believed Ghostbusters would be a hit and maybe, be number one at the box office. But I didn't know that Ghostbusters would sustain for 30 years. I didn't know it was that kind of, some movies, it's very popular, and then you move on to the next movie. But there's something about it that has, lingered in a very different way. Very, very loyal fans. I didn't expect that part of it. And I don't think anybody could have, really. But I knew the movie would be popular, and I knew the guys were funny, and the script was good. And so, I wasn't surprised that it was a hit.
You work with such talented people, for sure, Ernie. Now, Saturday, September 10th at 11 a.m., again, The Haunting of. Tell us about this project.
Well, after I did Ghostbusters, I would get a lot of personal appearance requests. One was to spend the night in a haunted hotel in Greer, Arizona, which is up in the mountains. And I had no interest in doing that, but they were paying me, so So I did. So my wife and I, and my son thought it would be fun. We went there, and that night we had a really unexplainable experience that to this day, I had never been able to quite understand what happened. And then I got invited last year to this show that's on Lifetime, The Haunting of, to talk to this medium who I'd never talked to a medium before. And the experience turned out to be amazing because what I thought was just some weird, random, strange experience turned out to be something that was very, very personal. And it was a message, I think, that dealt with a lot of things that my son and I had been going through for years. And so it just turned out to be a very, very powerful experience that I did not expect.
Well, think about it, Ernie. You did the whole Ghostbusters thing, and it wasn't real. Now you're hearing this stuff, and you're like, oh my, I'm changing some of my thoughts.
Yeah, well, I've always believed that we're greater than we realize. My grandmother would tell me that we're human beings. The greater part of us is the being part, and so there's another part of us that we're unaware of in our human form, but it's still real, no less. So this kind of confirmed that for sure.
It confirmed it, and we always have to understand these things, and we're like, wow, and learning from that experience, so for sure. And it continues to be part of who you're learning from, the whole thing of your brand of Ghostbusters, but then also that. Again, everyone needs to tune in. Tune in a Lifetime on Saturday, September 10th at 11 a.m. To the show. And are you doing more than just this one Haunting of episode? Or
no, I'm just doing this. I'm working on a series now in Chicago called for Fox TV called APB. It's a new series that'll start airing in January. And of course, I do the Grace and Frankie that's in its third season for Netflix. And there's a series I shot last fall called Graves with Nick Nolte and Celia Ward that'll start airing October 16th. So I've just really been crazy busy. But I think this is the Haunting of was a one-time thing.
Now, Grace and Frankie, oh my gosh, the success of that, you're blown away by that one too, because again, any Netflix project, you say, well, how is this going to go? And it's just, it's going, isn't it?
Yeah, it's and I think it's found an audience because I think at first people thought, well, it'll only be, you know, an older audience, but kids love it. I'm meeting fans loving the show who I never would have expected, and that's great. And it's a very different character for me. And I'm just having a great time working with Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, and Martin Sheen. I mean, those guys are, you know, at the top of their game. They've been doing it longer than I have, and I'm just so so just, you know, thankful to work with them.
Absolutely. So, Ernie, where's the best place we can find information on you? We're going to tune in Saturday at 11 a.m., but also where can we find more information on you and all your different projects and stuff? Where's the place, best place we can go?
Well, yeah, I have a website. It's Ernie Hudson Official, and Facebook is the same thing, and Twitter is Ernie_Hudson. And, yeah, so, you know, just hit me up, be in touch, and but there are a lot of great things that are happening right now.
You cannot believe the way how things connect and social media and everything. You're like, wow, a lot different than when I started. And that's the way the
business
is going.
Yeah, it's a different time now, and it's a great time.
I agree. All right, well, Ernie, thanks for calling, and best of luck, and thanks for taking time to come on the show.
Hey, best of luck to you, too, and you take care.
All right, take care, Ernie. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show. We'll be back in just a moment.